How will the AIDS paradigm finally shift? There are several ways it could happen. These things never happen the way we envision, but here goes. The answer requires focusing on the process itself. The flip, or Kuhnian conversion experience, doesn't necessarily happen in a flash. Although there is always the possibility that an internal whistleblower will come forward and just spill the beans about what is wrong, if there are any beans to spill. If the big mistake is actually the big lie, this could always happen. Given American history, it can't be ruled out. In any case, the process of paradigm shift must result in these two developments. Number 1. The CDC or NIH admits that chronic fatigue syndrome is part of the AIDS epidemic. Number 2. The CDC or NIH admits that HIV is a red herring, and something else is the real cause of AIDS. HIV can never be fully debunked without going back to the ground zero nosological drawing board and establishing that the definition of AIDS has to be deconstructed and debunked. But to get to those two points, a few strategic and political things might need to happen. Number 1, there has to be a major retraction program directed at HIV. Number 2, Congress could hold hearings to bring the criticism of the HIV whistleblowers to the public's attention. Number 3, an activist movement must try to undo damage the original AIDS activists did to science and demand that HIV critics not be censored or gaslighted. Number 4, the chronic fatigue syndrome activists should move the ball by demanding that all AIDS research funding be split between AIDS and CFS. Also, that all AIDS conferences include CFS researchers, and that CFS and AIDS patients should be compared in all AIDS and CFS research.